KPDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Georgia's first day of early voting, shattering records, more than 300,000 people casting their ballots. This voter in Gwinnett County urging even more folks to come to the polls.
I'm encouraging everybody to come out and really vote. It is important for us all to vote.
A judge has blocked a new rule that requires Georgia Election Day ballots to be counted by hand after the close of voting, writing the so-called hand count rule is too much, too late. At the Economic Club of Chicago, former President Trump saying his proposed tariffs will boost U.S. manufacturing jobs. The Nonpartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget estimates Trump's proposals would add an extra $7.5 trillion to the national debt, compared to $3.5 trillion from Harris's plan. The Biden administration has warned Israel that it risks losing access to U.S. weapons funding if it does not increase the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza within the next 30 days. This is ABC News. Time's running out for supporters of a man facing execution tomorrow in Texas. Robert Robertson was convicted of murder by shaken baby syndrome and the death of his two-year-old. That diagnosis now widely discredited. And even the lead investigator on the case, Brian Wharton, is calling for clemency. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
At least 86 Texas lawmakers from both political parties have spoken out in support of Robertson's clemency request. And the lead detective on the case is also pushing for Robertson's release.
I will be forever haunted by my participation in his prosecution, his arrest and prosecution. He is an innocent man.
The Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles could recommend clemency for Robertson today, but it would be up to the governor, Greg Abbott, to decide.
Record fine for an airline. Lufthansa agreeing to pay $4 million after being accused of discrimination against Jewish passengers flying from New York to Germany. Half of that money paid to the passengers. Dave Packer, ABC News.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ballots can't be processed before Election Day in Wisconsin. Voter advocates say that this could make Wisconsin vulnerable to lies and conspiracy theories about the results.
Due to that policy or lack thereof in Wisconsin, I think we will potentially see some delays in the counting of mail ballots and therefore delays in unofficial results in the state this year.
Brian Hinkle is with the Movement Advancement Project. A bill to legalize early ballot processing died for lack of action in the state Senate this year. Thousands of chickens in western Wisconsin have been left homeless after the company Pure Prairie Poultry abandoned its Wisconsin farms. There are still 30,000 chickens who used to belong to the company's flocks being given away by volunteers with Pips and Chicks. Local farms giving away chickens can be found on the Pips and Chicks Facebook page. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers have a new kicker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have signed a new place kicker. He's 33-year-old Brandon McManus, who was with the Denver Broncos for 8 seasons. In 2023, McManus was accused of sexual assault by 2 flight attendants during a Jaguars team flight to London. The NFL investigated and cleared McManus of any charges. The Packers releasing their rookie kicker, Braden Narveson, who led the league in missed field goals with 5 in 6 games. College football. The Badgers head to Evanston to face the Northwestern Wildcats. Now, last November, North Northwestern beat Wisconsin 24-10. This week's game to be played at a temporary stadium while Ryan Field is being rebuilt. Luke Fickle.
Whatever they ask us to play or tell us to play, we'll play. If it's a parking lot, we'll play in the parking lot. I don't think we got a whole lot to say after, you know, how we performed and how we played last year. So I could care less where we're playing at. And anytime you go on the road in the Big Ten, you're going to have to handle some things, whether it's, you know, a new stadium, whether it's the wind, whether it's a locker room. It is what it is.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 57 this afternoon. The wind out of the west becoming south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear and cold. Not quite as cold as last night, but we'll drop to around 32, so it will be frosty tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny 63. We're sunny 68 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome a couple National Lampoon guys, writer Jeff Tully and actor and voice of the network Jamie Kaler. And the Marinette Rec Center's Sean Katzbeck talks blues, brews, and barbecue.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, the John and Gurney early morning family show, and it is a brisk, brisk morning. You'll wake up to frost on the car windows.
Good morning.
If you're leaving early.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was not fun.
We have a freeze warning in effect this morning, John.
Yeah.
For southern Wisconsin until 9 a.m.
31 degrees when we woke up.
Yeah. It's gone up a few degrees, but... Yeah, it's still in the low 30s.
Yeah, this is bad stuff. You know, I hope you brought in the basil. You know, we grow basil every year outside our front
really?
Door.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It grows like crazy. You cut it, grows back. It's just incredible. And you have to bring it in or else it's very sensitive to temperatures.
Yeah. Did you bring it in
last
night?
Yeah, we did. Well, not last night. We brought it in last week because we anticipated this week. So, you know.
What else do you grow there?
Well, we had zucchini. It didn't do real well this year. And for some reason, the animal life around our house suddenly had a craving for zucchini.
How about
that wasn't good.
Do you do tomatoes? You do any other?
We have a lot of tomatoes. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Ann brought all the tomatoes in. It was just crazy. I mean, we have like 30 tomatoes now lining the window shelves for sunlight.
Okay.
They ripen real well in the sun.
Anything else that you're growing?
Garden? Pot?
I was going to say, do you grow the devil's lettuce?
The devil's lettuce.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what we use pot for, you know, just an addition to the mix, the lettuce mix that we buy at Woodman's.
Just throw it into a salad.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little ranch dressing on
it. It's a little, spicy, and it feels pretty good after that.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, let's check out the high temperature for today.
Why
what do you
don't
say
we
use the weather roulette wheel?
All okay? right. Yes.
You got it all ready to go there, Sam? All right. Got the ball rolling. Round and round it goes. Let's see what the high temperature for today in
that
Madison
never wears
will be.
It never wears out.
It never wears. It's going to be 55. Double nickels today.
55?
Black 55.
Black 55.
Okay. Good deal.
You know, you hate it when it's the red 55 because that just drives me crazy.
Doesn't seem right somehow.
Yeah, it's wrong, okay. You know, yeah. But this is nice. Black 55, like it.
Oh, great. Excellent. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's transitioning to the winter wear that we have to put on every day now.
Yeah, you got some fleece thing.
Yeah,
is that a fleece?
It's kind of double shirt here that I like.
Yeah. I got some flannel
got
today.
Got flannel on.
Sam's got a sweatshirt.
What
of some
the hell
kind.
Is that? A sweatshirt?
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, Wisconsin?
Yeah. Found it in the Lost and Found, actually.
Wait a minute. How are you in charge of the Lost and Found at the UW?
It's a UW sweatshirt, but it was not in the Lost and Found at UW.
Oh. One of the theaters that you work at as a projectionist?
It was at the summer camp I worked at, actually.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. That's very nice. It's a hilarious. Really nice one.
Thank you.
Yeah. And my son, Gen Z as well.
Yeah.
Used to go through the lost and found at his high school. Yeah. Pick out the clothes he liked.
It's like thrifting, but for free.
It is.
Thrifting for free. I like it. I like it. Well, good. Everything's good. We all got nice warm clothing on, and it's cold outside, but it's supposed to warm up for the weekends.
So. Yeah.
Yesterday, I went to the dentist, had a tooth pulled. That was kind of fun.
How did that go?
Oh, it was great.
You know,
it was
just
fantastic.
You went through some pain yesterday. Not just the show, but actually getting your tooth pulled.
After the show. Yeah, I went in there, and they start going. Yeah, have you ever had a tooth pulled?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sam, how about you?
No, I take care of my teeth. I'm young.
Okay.
No.
Was it just what?
Wisdom teeth.
A lot what about of people wisdom? I guess, I have had my wisdom teeth out, but they put me under for it, so I don't.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they put you under.
They didn't put me under for this.
But they numbed you up at least, right?
Oh, yeah. I love it when they numb you up and then they get in there with the needle and zap you with the needle.
Isn't that something?
It's going to pinch a little bit. Yeah, now there's a little pressure. Yeah, you're like, but they do it so quickly. It's just
The one thing I hate about that is that they inject the needle into your gum.
Right.
And then they search around with it. They kind of move it around in your gum. That just creeps me out.
I don't like it at all. And then they start going to town.
Yeah.
They wait, about 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, break up the tooth.
Then the fun begins.
Like pulling out a tooth for the tooth fairy when you were a kid.
I'll tell you what, it was brutal for about 15-20 minutes.
It takes that long.
Well, I had actually, I had the tooth, and then I had a chip of another tooth that was next to it that had to come out of the gum.
Oh,
that was left over from an extraction before that somehow they missed. A few years ago, and that showed up, and that was also next to the, everything was next to the nerve, of course, so that makes it extra fun.
Jeez.
Yeah. So they got in there, and you know what it's like, you got the dentist with his two hands, and then they got the assistant in there with the suction, so it's like, and you're just there at their will, at their mercy. Yeah. But it was good. I mean, overall, and I went home. It started wearing off, and it was really painful for about 2-3 hours. Took a little Tylenol and ibuprofen and that kind of thing, the stacking of the ibuprofen and the Tylenol.
Yeah, definitely.
And then fell asleep, and this morning it's just sore. No sharp pain, just sore.
Kind of a liquid diet. You can't really chew on that.
Not for a couple of weeks.
Yep.
When I got my wisdom teeth out, I made the mistake. It was like 2 or 3 days after the surgery of eating sunflower seeds.
Well, that's not good.
That was not a good
move.
That
was a horrible idea. Wow.
Yeah, that's...
we got a text here from somebody saying, devil's lettuce, adding marijuana to lettuce. I say God's sweet herb.
I like that.
From your lips to God's ears. Yeah.
Well, let's check out the National Day calendar for the 16th of October. What do you say, guys?
Thank you, Mark, for that.
Yeah, thanks for those texts. You can text us. Anytime, 608-879-8255. Okay, is it National Sports Day?
Mm-hmm.
National Bra Day? National Liqueur Day? Department Store Day? National Fossil Day? Or National Dictionary Day?
It's not National Dictionary Day. That sounds stupid as hell.
You're wrong, John Peterson. What? It is National Dictionary Day.
No one uses dictionaries anymore.
We'll find out about that in a moment.
Okay.
Sam, do you have a guess?
Department Store Day? It's not that.
You are also wrong.
Oh, man.
I did one of those things where I didn't make up a fake day, so you're both wrong.
What? You get the buzzer now.
I tilted it.
Yeah, you get the buzzer.
Okay, fine. Let's find out about National Department Store Days, because, there's so many of them still out there, right? Department Store Day urges us to consider how department store innovations have impacted shopping in our daily lives. You sit around thinking about that.
Oh, God.
In existence since, they started department stores in the early 19th century.
Yeah. There's so many movies that involved department
Macy's,
stores.
Yeah.
Miracle on 42nd Street, was it?
I think it is, yeah.
And that was just a fantastic movie. But, the department stores have gone through all of these different changes.
Yes.
But I had just gone to Westtown, and my first trip into a department store in many, many moon. And it was a surreal experience for me. It's, I don't know what this was. It used to be, I think, a Boston store at one time. Mm. But now it's some, I can't even pronounce the name. I don't know how they can survive if people can't pronounce the name of their store. But I walked in.
Westtown?
Yeah. And it's all this high-end stuff, you know. And then as I was walking in, it had nice music going on and stuff like that. But I walked right by their nice music, and they had a pianist in there playing away. And it's great. Yeah. Really great. But what? A pianist in a department store?
I don't know.
Now, what? They'll probably dress him up as Santa Claus for Christmas.
Just an odd job, maybe, for somebody.
Well, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But then you got to think, you know, I mean, why? Am I paying for this when I buy a pair of shoes?
Well, there you go. I mean, I'm sure he wasn't doing it for free, right?
Well, I don't know. When you're an artist, you do a lot of things for free.
Mm. Remember the old days when department stores had lunch counters? You know,
yes, like,
and,
yes.
You could have something to eat there. Or,
and they had fashion shows while you were sitting there eating?
Fashion shows.
And, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, the models would walk right through the restaurant.
I know. Those were the days.
Yeah, that was fantastic stuff.
Okay.
Know?
Let's check out National Dictionary Day. We got couple of minutes here.
Do we?
You doubted it was National Dictionary Day, but it is. In 1806, America's Noah Webster published the first dictionary, a compendious dictionary of the English language.
Yeah.
Webster immediately began compiling and expanding a full comprehensive dictionary and, you know, changing the way that words were spelled from the English style to an American style.
You know,
brings back that
President
SNL.
President George Washington has different definitions for specific words.
Right. In fact, Webster replaced color, which was C-O-L-O-U-R, with color, the way that we spell it, C-O-L-O-R.
That's in the bit. Hey, do we have, I had two of those, and we only played one.
Oh, let's see if we can find the other one.
Yeah, we could play that next.
I'll dig for it.
Some of the other words that were changed were wagon. Wagon in the English language, or the English British version, was with two G's. Wagon, Americanized, is W-A-G-O-N. Center, you know, center instead of sentry, the way the English spelled it.
I don't want to discourage people from using a dictionary, but we don't use paperback, you know, dictionaries anymore. We use the internet.
Well,
you know, you just right-click on it.
Right.
Look it up on the internet, and you've got it. You don't have to have a physical book there anymore. Yeah,
unless the internet's down and your computer's broken or something.
Okay. Internet's down? Ooh. What else you got there?
Well, I mentioned it, so let's get into it.
Right.
The Bra Day, USA. This is Breast Reconstruction Awareness Day, actually, the third Wednesday in October. Breast Cancer Campaign brings special focus to an area of concern for women and some men, too.
You know, definitely.
Deciding whether to reconstruct after a mastectomy is a personal decision. And so they've set aside this day to make aware of everybody that this is an important.
Get tested.
Get tested, and it's an important choice to do if you want to do that. Mm-hmm. Reconstruction. Okay. Sam, did you find George Washington?
I did. It's a little over 3 minutes long, so
we'll hold it.
Have that on the back burner.
We'll play it next.
All right. It's I don't know if I mentioned this, but it's National Bosses Day. Hey.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Wow. So we should salute our boss, Catherine Lake.
Are we going to do something special for her?
I don't know. She might be listening, so let's discuss that off the air.
We're going to
do something special. I'm sure we had a plan, right? We had a plan.
Oh, of course.
Well, we did, but it's not here yet.
Yeah,
we wanted it delivered.
We're waiting on the shipping truck.
Exactly. Okay. It is 18 minutes past the hour. We're just getting started.
I don't think she ever expected us to get anything for her, and we came through for her on that.
Yeah, we've reached her expectations. We're back with more of the John and Gordy Show for this Wednesday on 92.7 WMDX.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes. I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping? Your mind racing? So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Ann Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go yeah, vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
I think this was one of the songs that Trump was playing the other night.
Oh,
at his doo-wop dance party.
Yeah.
Doing that sway thing, the sway and the weave.
The weave, yes. He's got that weave down. 92.7 WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show. In fact, we got that from Mark. Some of the outtakes of Donnie's doo-wop dance party. Must have been later in the 39-minute horror show. And two of the women on stage sitting down looking at Trump with looks that were completely befuddled in terror.
That's Mark from Prairie yeah, Sack.
It's something else. And Catherine, our boss,
National Bosses Day.
Yeah. For a program director, normally program directors leave all the bad news and all the discipline up to the consultants. But Catherine has taken that on herself.
Well, she's the station manager here now, too.
Yes, you know, she is.
She's taking on more duties.
And she sent us a little text here.
Yeah, after we
Should we pass that along?
Yeah, I think so. Because we're going to get her some nice gift. What does it say?
It says losers.
Oh, well, maybe we ought to reconsider that gift item that we ordered.
Sam, could you just lock the lobby?
We'll do
that shipment here.
All right. We can give it. We can take it away. Yeah.
Okay. I'll rope off all the parking spaces down below.
So much for the mixed platter of cheeses and sausages.
Yep. That's going somewhere else. All right.
Okay. And somebody also, Anna, thanks for the text. She wrote that John with the Pick and Save, it opened on Cottage Grove Road. They used to have a piano player on Saturdays.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Those were the days.
When they actually put some work into it.
Yeah.
Who chooses like a grocery store to have a live piano player in though?
Yeah, I don't know what possessed them to think this is the way to get business in here.
Doesn't make much sense. And we were talking about National Dictionary Day and the different spelling of words, right?
You
mentioned that George Washington had something George to do
Washington.
With that, right?
Crossing the Potomac, certainly had a few topics to discuss with his soldiers around him, and they all had a lot of questions for him,
including not only how to spell certain words he could make up. Actually,
he was just thinking, what can we do?
He wanted
in this
some
new
truly
country?
American words.
Exactly.
Yes,
Well, let's go back in time. Let's hear what he had to say.
We live through the battle ahead because we fight to control our own destiny. To create our own nation.
Well said.
And to do our own thing with the English language.
Our own thing, sir?
Yes. I dream that one day our great nation will have a word for the number 12, we shall call it a dozen.
And what other numbers will we have a word for?
None. Only 12 shall have its own word because we are free men. And we will be free to spell some words two different ways.
Which words, sir?
Donut. And the name Jeff.
What are the two ways to spell Jeff, sir?
It's the short way with a J and the stupid way with a G.
Like Jeff.
Yeah. Right.
And this is why we fight, men, to extend these liberties to all Americans.
Including men of color like myself?
We will also have... two names for animals. One when they are alive, and a different one when they become food. So cows will be beef, pigs will be pork.
And chickens, sir?
That one stays. Chickens are chicken. And we will create our own foods and name them what we want. Like the hamburger.
Made of ham, sir?
If it only were that simple. A hamburger is made of beef. Just as a buffalo wing is made of chicken. But fear not, men. A hot dog will not be made of dogs.
What is it made of, sir?
Nobody knows.
I confess I'm very confused. There seems to be no rhyme or reason to much of this.
Do not worry, soldier. For in our great nation, we will create schools to teach our children our ways. The first year of school will be called kindergarten.
And what will the second year be called?
First grade. The children will not have to go to school every day. We will have our own holidays, 4th of July, Flag Day, and President's Day.
And what shall we do to honor our leaders on President's Day, sir?
Buy a mattress, of course.
That's it. That's fantastic.
Okay. Ah, yes.
It's one of the great bits.
It really is. Funny.
Classic.
So, Nate Bergotsky there as General
George Washington.
I wonder
if he does that for his stand-up routine.
No, I don't think so. No. Yeah. His stand-up is really, really excellent.
Yeah.
It's National Fossil Day. I mentioned that before.
Yes.
Because, you know, we have to have a day set aside to salute fossils.
I thought you were going to say just
like, us.
I thought you were going to say just salute yourselves.
Yes, that's right. All around the world, paleontologists seek and identify the remnants of animals. You know, fossils are important.
You say that, but, you know, as little boys, we went around looking for fossils all the time. Did you do that, Sam?
I did. I was going to ask, was there something that, like, inspired you and other kids of your age to, like, go out and look for fossils and, like, be into, like, paleontology and stuff like that? Like, for people my age and a little older than me, it was probably Jurassic Park.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
No. I can't think of anything that inspired it, but we were always looking for arrowheads and things in the farm fields.
Yeah.
When they dig. Well,
accidentally running across fossils, just from, construction sites. You'd find them there, and it's just really cool. We had all these dinosaur books back in the old days.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Those are gone
now. Of course,
now.
Beanie and Cecil, that cartoon.
Well, of course, made you want to have a sea serpent.
Yes. kind of a dinosaur, I guess.
Yeah,
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. We don't know really what Beanie. Cecil was. Was it Beanie or Cecil? Beanie was the kid, right? Wasn't he?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So it was Cecil.
Cecil.
Sea serpent.
Boy, that goes back.
Whew. Okay. 28 minutes past the hour. When we come back, we'll get into a little bit of the history books, but also Idiocracy right around the corner.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
On the John and Gordy Show on 92.7 WMDX.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Well, the harvest of 2024 in Wisconsin quickly coming to a close. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. I've got the latest harvest progress numbers as well as higher markets, at least in soybeans and overnight trade. All that on the way.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about base light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
As the harvest rolls closer to the end around Wisconsin, John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, is reminding growers, be diligent on how you're going to market that crop. If you're going to plan on selling it, then be looking ahead in the marketplace. If you're going to try to sell it on the cash market, be aware, elevators are getting full fast.
And just make sure you're asking questions, because the cash market's going to start reflecting a lot of these bushels coming in. A lot of extra bushels. Those are the questions we have that people have to really kind of work through. Every individual situation is different. If you need cash flow or not, take advantage of what's out there and find a way to keep yourself in the marketplace in that regard, looking at strategies over top. But again, it's a tough market right now because there's a lot of competition. And from what I'm hearing, some of these elevators are getting pretty full in a big hurry.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. As of Sunday around the state, 20% of our corn had been harvested for grain, 10 days ahead of last year, 9 days ahead of our 5-year average. 83% of the soybeans already in, 92% of our potatoes have already been harvested. Your market update is next.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Barrel cheese gained 4.5 cents yesterday at 189. 40-pound block cheese was up 5.75, 193.75. Double A butter stood still. This morning, the November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 11 at 21.15 a hundredweight. December corn's a penny stronger at 4.02. November beans are up 7 at 9.98. December wheat down a penny right now at 5.78 a bushel. So there's just a quick market snapshot for you on a Wednesday. Don't forget, listen in at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 57 this afternoon. The wind out of the west becoming south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear and cold. Not quite as cold as last night, but we'll drop to around 32, so it will be frosty tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny 63. We're sunny 68 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time, Pat Kreitlow, Trigley Olson, as we welcome special guest, author, and commentator Ari Berman. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Bum, 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 bum. John and Gordy in the Morning, the number three morning show in Wisconsin, according to the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. Number three? Are you sure about this?
I don't think they made a mistake.
Still counting the votes, retabulating. But we got a piece of paper that says
Yeah, we do have something like that. We were never given that piece of paper.
We had to find it.
Yeah, I've still never seen it.
Yeah, you really haven't? Yeah.
It was tucked away somewhere, and I found it by going through some desks and rifling through somebody else's desk.
Highly valued award. Thank you very much. 92.7 WMDX, the John and Gordy family show. It's always family oriented. We never say anything risque or anything that on the show.
That's right.
But we will be getting the John and Gordy.
What? We've got some. We've got some things for tomorrow night's market.
We do, but we're waiting on the special.
The balls?
Is that what our balls? Catherine's gift is?
No.
I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that would like to squeeze your balls.
Okay.
So there you go. That's exactly
all
it.
All right.
So we're going to give the people out there a chance to squeeze those balls with our, what do they call
the
them?
Stress balls.
Stress balls.
Yes,
yeah,
and that's the purpose of those stress balls.
After listening to some of the cuts from Trump, we definitely need those stress balls. My God.
Yeah, so join us at the night market tomorrow night. It'll be right across the street here in front of the Overture Center. And we have a Halloween theme, too, so be sure to stop by.
Mark. Well, this is really good, Mark. Mark.
We're back
texted
to
us with this.
A fossils day.
Fossils are just the devil's tools to try to convince us that the world is more than 6,000 years old.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Mark.
I agree.
Hey, did you see this this morning? This is brand new overnight breaking news. Donald Trump is going to go work at a McDonald's.
You know, I think he should just give up the campaign and work at McDonald's.
Well,
he might like it a lot.
I thought maybe he had just lined this up and for something to do after the election.
Oh,
when he loses.
You're right.
You know, but no.
He's going to sample it and try it out. Sunday,
he's going to be at a McDonald's somewhere in Pennsylvania. he's going to visit the Golden Arches. And instead of chowing down on his favorite 2,400-calorie order choice, usually he has two max. Two fish fillet sandwiches and a chocolate milkshake.
You know that if you eat something like that, you're going to be in top health.
Oh, yeah, he can't
what
wait.
What the hell?
He's expected to work the fry cooker in a Philadelphia branch of McDonald's, according to CNN. And he's going to visit the Golden Arches.
I mentioned
because,
this before.
Because, he's doing this because he's been dissing Kamala Harris.
That's right.
Saying that she didn't work at McDonald's. She said she had worked at it as a summer job.
Because, you know, just running for president, you have to have at least that job on your resume.
That's it.
Because it's important what you did at McDonald's to become president. My friend, my mega friend in Milwaukee, is just hung up on this thing that she lied about working at McDonald's.
Well,
and he has no proof that she didn't work at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. I have no proof she did work at McDonald's, except I believe her sister confirmed that.
Yeah.
But really, I mean, it's not a big deal. It's not a prerequisite to run for president. So I don't know why he's hung up on this thing. But because she is supposedly lying about working at McDonald's, why would you ever believe her any other time?
Right. That's what they're going
on. And I'm saying, wait a minute, you lost the argument on lying, my friend.
She's told the story repeatedly, Kamala Harris has, that she's worked in the 1980s during her summer college years.
Yes.
During the summer, during her college
years. I mean, try to go back to one of the early jobs that you had and see if they have a record of you ever working there.
Yeah.
No.
In the 1980s.
Right.
Yeah, like, you know, 40 years ago.
It's not going to happen. Yeah.
Okay.
I still have my work shirt from my first job.
Which was that? What was that?
I was working at a bowling alley in the kitchen there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I hated that job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That would be a bad job.
If I ever run for president, I'll tell people that I work there, though.
All right.
You have proof.
I do, yeah.
Do you really? Just the bowling shirt?
I've got the shirt.
Well, anybody can get the bowling shirt.
You can buy it anywhere.
Yeah.
You can find it at some kind of, Salvation Army.
Right? Yeah.
But here's the thing. My wife used to work at Suburbia. You remember the Suburbia sandwiches?
I remember Suburbia. That was a long time.
John Belushi did an ad for him. Did the jingle. Suburbia, submarine sandwich, Suburbia.
That was a long
time. He did that a long time ago. Yeah. And then she worked at Rocky Rococo's.
No kidding.
Yeah. She's got the secret formula.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I went to the Rocky Rococo's the other day.
But you can't prove it today. So.
Yeah. There's still a few Rocky Rococo's
I'm not sure if
around.
I should believe her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're still around.
They are. Yeah. I love Rockies. I just wish you had less expensive pizza.
It's a little pricey.
It's a little pricey.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Remember when you could just get a slice at Rockies?
Well, you still can just get a regular slice.
Yeah.
You can.
Well, remember in 99
cents,
you picked out all the different slices.
The one on the Beltline near where American TV used to be, they still have two old video machines there. They have a regular Pac-Man.
Yeah.
And, what's the other one that I played all the time? I'll never think of
Space Invaders?
No, it wasn't Space. It was kind of like that.
Pac-Man?
Galaga.
Oh, gosh, I can't think
I know you and one of your kids love to play Galaga together.
Galaga. That's what it was. Oh. Galaga. Yeah. Yeah, they still have that.
He remembers that.
Galaga and Pac-Man, still at the Rocky Rococo's on the Beltline. It's great. And I think it's free, too.
But we can't prove it. But here's the thing. At the same time, he's going to work the fryer. Trump is going to work the fryer. Yeah. But it doesn't matter because, Donald, you have to work for 8 damn hours on that fryer.
Yeah.
And see how you feel then.
Exactly.
You can't just eat fries the whole day either.
Yeah. That's right.
It's not just a photo op for 5 minutes.
Yeah. And then try to get that fryer grease off of your clothes and your skin. Oh, you would hate that. Ooh,
I hope he has an official McDonald's costume, uniform.
Yeah.
Are they going to dress him up as Ronald McDonald?
Hey, maybe. That would be a great idea, actually. Yeah.
Here's somebody in 76. I worked at a Holiday gas station in Superior. I may still have a stocking cap. That's his Holiday.
And that's proof that you worked there.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good enough. Okay.
But I don't know. I just working at McDonald's.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Apparently for Trump.
So are they going to have a record of him ever working there? Does that make him more qualified to be the president?
Maybe it's a last-minute campaign strategy.
Yeah, something you can add to the resume
sure.
where Kamala can't really add it to a resume because we don't know. We have no proof at all.
I mean, I wonder if somebody in the campaign staff came up with that, or is that just his idea?
It's his idea, and they're going to carry it out because everybody obeys.
Yeah.
The mob boss that we have running for president. This is how petty this whole thing is. I mean, once we get this close to the election, they've run out of the big things to talk about. Now, we saw this on CNN this morning. Harris is being criticized for being scripted.
Yeah.
Trump has the weave. Okay, they're equal, right? Where they prepare. Prepare a script and read from it and tell people in detail what you want to do as president, as opposed to Trump's The Weave, where he just rambles on and on and on and then says he's just tying them all together, all these ideas together, which never made any sense, still doesn't make any sense.
Right.
But we're expected to believe that. The Weave. I guess he just did that in Chicago.
Yeah.
And by the way, we've got cuts from his little... excursion in Chicago talking about economics, just bashing bashing a guy who is the editor of Bloomberg, and he's talking about how bad the Wall Street Journal is.
Yes.
Well, I can't wait for those editorials to come out on the Wall Street Journal.
Right. Well, Trump has the weave, and now he's got the sway. He's got the sway and the weave.
Yeah.
The sway is the new dance. There should be a new dance, song
there should
to go
be.
With that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if the Flintstones were on, they would have a song called The Weave. I know they would.
So?
Yeah.
Okay.
Way back in the old days, the Flintstones would do a takeoff on the Beatles and
they do all that
all sorts of things, yeah.
Yeah, so Kamala Harris does, they're, again, accusing her of having scripted speeches.
How horrible could that be?
It means she can read a teleprompter.
Yes, and he can't
and that's
anymore.
It. That's exactly it.
It does take some skill. John, have you ever read a teleprompter? I'm sure Gordy, you
did. I have. Yeah, I did it a lot.
We did it on the movie show every once
true.
In a while.
That's okay, true. Yeah.
I did a little bit in college. It's not the easiest thing in the world.
Well, especially if you have a director in your earpiece that's talking to you while you're trying to read and concentrate on the next phrase. But
But he's not doing it. He's just reading it. And then when he makes a huge mistake, he capitalizes on it by taking a riff on it.
Right.
And I'm just like, why? What? I mean, you know, the guy who put the script together is probably just pulling their hair out.
Yeah. Well, you know, exactly. But yeah, he does go off on a tangent from time to time from those scripted comments, the teleprompter. And you got, again, I feel sorry for the teleprompter operator, the person that's running.
They got to stop the teleprompter.
Like, they don't know where he's going.
Well, we got to stop here because now he's riffing on something he made a mistake on.
Maybe we got to plant somebody in his campaign that works the teleprompter to sabotage him even more.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, I'm sure that would work. I mean, he probably thinks that already.
Yeah.
Fires him right after the
They've accidentally
the
made
deal
some errors
over.
In the teleprompter, you know, saying Trump should say, and then he would read that. Trump should say.
Yes.
They stopped doing that.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's, you know, he has a very dark vision of this country.
Yeah.
And in contrast, you know, the Harris-Walz campaign is completely opposite of that.
Yes.
And the thing is, when he goes around and he talks about this dark vision he has of our country currently, you know, people, you know, they have their own eyes. They have their own experiences. They go out, they see what life is all about, and it doesn't resemble anything that Trump is describing in his speeches. There is no resemblance whatsoever to reality.
And lately, the last couple of weeks, he's been riffing on the enemy from within.
The enemy,
isn't
that cool? Doesn't it?
The enemy from within.
I know. This is
banish them. He's going to get rid of them. He's going to send them away.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Invasion of the body snatchers.
Yes. It's a very dark vision.
Yes, it is. Well, we got that coming up as well. And
by
the way, I think I have Tim Walz talking about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've got a whole bunch of comments from Harris and Walz, and a lot from Walz.
And, of course, we have Mike McCabe coming up in our next hour, and he'll be talking about his latest Substack blog, right?
Yes, absolutely. He's got a great topic this time around.
Mm-hmm. I think his book is coming out tomorrow, actually, also.
Yes, and we'll be talking with Mike in a little while. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. You can sleep better, you can dream bigger, or dream better and sleep bigger, or just, you know, go to sleep and have a nice nap on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
You know, we've got to play something. We're going to get to a little Johnny at the Movies, I think, after Brittany.
You went to see a movie,
didn't you? I saw The Apprentice, which I highly recommend. Big thumbs up. If, you know, you're going to work and you can't hear Johnny at the Movies, but we'll be having that. And we'll also, and I hope to have this either today or maybe tomorrow, this is Greg Marcus, you know, who runs the theaters.
Yes.
And my son showed it to me this morning. He has a video out where he does speak Gen Z.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Some of his intros
he uses
are
a lot of Gen Z words. And I told my son this morning, I said, you know, he is kidding. This is just, he's just having fun with it. And he goes, oh, yeah, but it's cringe.
Is it?
You know, I'm thinking,
he's using Gen Z words in a poor way. He does it poorly.
You think so?
He does it, yes. Yes.
But maybe it's intentionally poor?
It's intentionally poor.
Okay.
I mean, where,
oh,
you,
I think
where
so.
you're forced to use their words.
Exactly. Yeah.
In conversation. And it's fun stuff. I hope to play it.
Okay. We'll get to that in just a little while here on the John and Gordy Show.
I know. It's something to look forward to.
Yes.
Well, you want to mark that on the calendar.
It's a cold start this morning. Freezing advisories.
It's a cold start. I think we're warmed up.
We're warming up, though. Yeah, we'll get up to a high of 55. We'll talk to Brittany Merlot also in our next hour. It's all coming up on the John and Gordy Show on 92.7 WMDX.
Avoid
voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Listen, saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlo, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, the John DeCourty Family Show, and a good morning to you. Had frost on the car windows this morning. Scary, scary stuff.
Pretty cold out
there.
Don't
want to see that.
Low to mid-30s this morning, mid-50s this afternoon. Okay.
All right.
Should we get to a text here?
We're talking about Substack.
Yeah.
And Mike McCabe stopping by this morning, as he always does, at 7:35.
On Wednesdays, mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, we got a text from Doug. And he says, a regular stack, we were talking pancake. What were we talking about when we brought this? Oh, Substack. That's right. Yeah. Mike, he says, a regular stack of pancakes is three or more. How many pancakes are in a Substack? Okay, Doug.
He wants to know. People want to know.
Thank you.
I'm a pancake. I'm a pancake. I'm a pancake. I'm a pancake.
You know, Doug always. Pancakes sound good this morning.
Doug always tells us where he's from, St. Francis.
Yes.
Shoreline of Lake Michigan. And he
tends to move around a lot.
Corner of Howard and Pennsylvania Avenue. I know where that is.
Do you know?
Yeah, I used to hang out.
Mm-hmm. No kidding.
Yeah. South Side. Oh, yeah. I lived in Bayview for a while.
Okay.
Long period of time, actually.
I'm not familiar with that.
Oh. Why not?
What's wrong with you? I never spent a lot of time in Milwaukee.
Of course, I don't have any proof that I lived there, so maybe
proof.
Maybe I'm lying.
John, I got to get you to give me a tour of Milwaukee, because I've only been there like a couple times, but for very specific things, never really explored the city, and it seems like a cool place.
The place I think you'd really like,
yeah.
And it's a place I just love, it's the Science Outlet.
Science outlet?
Yes.
What is that?
Yeah, they have scientific equipment that they sell at an outlet store.
What am I going to do with scientific equipment?
Just cheap test tubes and stuff?
You'd find stuff that you'd really like.
Are you trying to turn me into like a Dr. Frankenstein sort of character?
Well, pretty much so,
oh,
yes.
No.
Maybe some of that stuff could help your work on the VW. Who knows?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never heard of a science. What is it? Science Depot?
Science outlet?
Outlet? Okay.
It's a science outlet store.
Why would they have?
They have medical equipment and everything else you can buy.
Yeah, it's cheap, outdated, it's really illegal bizarre. Medical equipment.
It's on Oklahoma Avenue.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure of the name, but
all right.
But I don't know, 70th in Oklahoma. Okay. All right. Why don't we get into some of the stuff that happened in Chicago? Trump appeared at the Economic Club of Chicago, and the moderator, of course, is the editor-in-chief of Bloomberg. And you know, it didn't go well. Does any of these appearances go well
he
if Trump is invited?
He got into a discussion with the head of Bloomberg about economics.
Yes, economics.
It's interesting.
Well, let's listen to Cut 117. A lot of this stuff is self-explanatory. Let's try it.
That is going to have a serious effect on the overall economy.
The tariffs.
And yes, you're going to find some people who would gain from individual tariffs. The overall effect could be massive in terms of the economy.
I agree it's going to have a massive effect, positive effect. It's going to be a positive, not a negative.
Well,
let me tell you. I know how committed you are to this, and it must be hard for you to, you know, spend 25 years talking about tariffs as being negative and then have somebody explain to you that you're totally wrong. It'll have a negative. It will have. I'll go a step further.
40
if
million,
you don't
40
do
million,
this,
President
this
Trump,
country 40
million,
has no
40
chance.
40 million jobs is a lot of jobs to rely on.
They're all coming back.
There it is.
They're all coming back.
They're all coming back.
Because of tariffs.
See, the thing, this is the thing he's basing the tariffs on.
Yeah.
It's not just the tariffs and the unfair pricing, but from other countries. He thinks that if he has these tariffs, it's going to bring jobs and corporations to the United States so they don't have to pay tariffs.
Right.
They're going to pick up and move out of the other countries. Their entire corporations,
right.
Their manufacturing plants, so they can come here and not have to pay a tariff. This guy is in some kind of fantasy world. It's a scary, scary stuff. All
just
right.
Doesn't work like that.
Let's move on to something else here. The question was, after January 6th, will you commit to now respecting and encouraging a peaceful transfer of power? This is 120.
John, I hate to break it to you. We don't have enough time for this.
On.
Do you want to start it?
No. We don't have enough time.
Why do you do this to yourself?
What?
You do this every time.
Oh, yeah, you're right. This is the long one. I got another one.
Here. All right. Can you get to it?
Yeah, let's get to this. This is Trump bashed Wall Street Journal and the host of this interview program. Look, go ahead. 121.
She came out. She just said the Green New Scam. She just named all these things.
But President Trump, the markets are looking at the fact you are making all these promises. Latest one was car loans. You're flooding the thing with giving giveaways.
But we're going
to
grow.
I was actually quite kind to you. I used 7 trillion. The upper estimate is 15 trillion.
People like the
Wall Street Journal, who's hardly a communist organization, have criticized you on this as well. You are running up enormous debts.
What does the Wall Street Journal know? I'm meeting with them tomorrow. What does the Wall Street Journal know? They've been wrong about everything. So have you, by the way. You've been wrong about this. You're trying to turn this into debate.
There are business people. You've been wrong all your life on this stuff.
It is shocking. This guy's arrogance is absolutely shocking. He is never going to admit he's wrong. And no matter what, no matter how many economists are out there correcting him, they're never going to be right.
Why are they clapping for him?
What do they like about this? I don't know.
If they're business people, they ought to know that he's pretty much wrong on everything.
Are they clapping the host?
I think they were clapping the host, some of those. Yeah.
Yeah.
I should hope.
Yeah.
Right, okay, somebody has provided the name of the outlet store
that I'm recommending. The Science Outlet Store?
The American Science and Surplus.
Where you can get
surplus science stuff.
Like secondhand.
Yes. Whatever it is.
Test tubes.
Oh, they got a lot of
microscopes.
Test tubes. They're really cool.
Yeah.
And beakers.
Oh, beakers.
And
they have Bunsen burners.
They have Bunsen burners.
Remember
please
Bunsen
pass.
Burners?
My three sons.
Yeah.
Where Robbie was, you know, trying to hook up with this girl in his class.
Yeah.
And he was practicing at home the words. Please pass the Bunsen burner.
Good times.
How do I ever forget that?
Coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, Mike McCabe will join us right here on John and Gordy.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's been a couple weeks since we've had Dr. Laura Hanks here for public cervix announcements. And then, of course, we wrap everything up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com and we'll be watching out for your text.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.